But as I mentioned, we are joined right now by a guard for the LA Clippers. He had 11 points, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds per game with Los Angeles since arriving. He is shooting 45.5% from 3 since arriving in LA. A 2-time all-conference player at Wichita State. The 26th pick in last year's draft. The Clippers are in second in the Pacific, and they're at Minnesota tomorrow night. We are joined by Landry Shamet. Landry, nice to have you on. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How's it going? Thanks for having me, man.
Good. Good to talk to you, bud. Thanks so much. You beat the Knicks in their place 124-113 yesterday, and that's the team's 5th straight win. So let me start right there. How much confidence is there in that locker room and around your team right now?
We feel good. We feel like we have a good group, and you know, since the trade, it felt like you know we've been able to click pretty quickly with one another, get on the same page. And I think the biggest thing I noticed from coming in was just the culture was set from the top down, you know, from Doc to you know all the you know the front office to win and wants to you know exceed expectations that we have. And, I think we all play with the same chip and just want you know kind of push the team as far as we can.
We're talking to Landry Shamet. Landry, I've got kind of a tough connection with you right now. Let me ask you one more question, and we'll see if it's all right. Otherwise, I might pick you up. I know you picked up a bit of an ankle injury yesterday, but if you look at the larger picture, this was a team that was battling for a playoff spot just over a month ago, and now you're 5th in the West, and you're battling for the home court in the first round. So what's it been like for you since joining the team in that trade that involved Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different aspect here. You know, you're like I said, kind of, you know, feel like we're trying to overachieve and do more than, you know, what anybody put expectations on us. But, you know, to be in the situation that we're in with 5th, we're definitely not satisfied because we know how, you know, crazy and volatile the Western Conference is. But, you know, there's 9 more games left this season, and that's hopefully 9 more wins we see, you know, coming our way. And that's how we want to approach it and put ourselves in the best situation possible for playoff time.
Landry Shamet joining us, Clippers guard. You know, you made the point, you brought up Doc a moment ago, but you've also made the point that he empowers you to push it anytime you get a rebound. He's not looking for you to look to somebody else. He wants you to get out and run. What's it mean to you that your head coach has got that confidence in you and he's empowered you to do that?
Yeah, everybody in our locker room, he talks about it all the time. He says he wants us to play free and play the right way. I think that's the best way that, you know, for a team like us to play. So we have a lot of guys that are talented and doing what they do. And I think when we all play free and don't feel like we're under a, you know, kind of a blanket of what we can and can't do, you know, I think we play well with one another. We all believe in one another and empower each other to, you know, do what we do. And we have a very unselfish group. And, you know, we all just kind of want what's best for us all. So it works out well. And especially having Doc at the head of it all, kind of empowering us to, you know, be ourselves and do what we do.
And you were drafted by Philadelphia. You had a really nice thing going on there, but then you were part of that trade to LA. Hey, look, it's a business. Everybody loves to say it's a business. It's easier to say it's a business when it doesn't involve you, but when it does involve you and you find out you've been traded, what goes through your mind? How'd you process that?
Yeah, the first thing was just like, what now? You know, it's like, being totally honest, I had no inclination that, you know, I would be traded. I'm thinking I'm the only rookie on this team and, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm going to be here for a while. And then, you know, you get a phone call from your agent at 2 a.m. and you know exactly what it is. And it's just, I mean, a lot of things are going through your mind at the time. Cause you go through the whole spectrum of emotions. You're mad at first and angry. And then, you know, get off the phone with Doc and, you know, Lawrence Frank, and then you're feeling motivated and ready to go play for your new team. And then come down from that, confused, and you know, you feel a ton of emotions in a very short period of time. But I think the best thing for me was once I got the basketball, once I got to meet my teammates, and we had a practice in Boston the night before we played Boston. I think at that point was when, you know, I started to feel a little more normal when it just got back to basketball, and then, you know, I was able to treat it back as like, you know, a business, like you mentioned.
Landry, I really appreciate that response, man. That's a really honest response, and I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to me there are two ways you can react, right? You might go into the tank, or you might seize the opportunity and thrive.
Right.
You've done the second, and you did it quickly. You scored 17, including 13 in the fourth quarter, and you led that 28-point comeback in Boston in your first game with the Clippers. So what was that game like for you?
Man, that game was crazy. It was a lot of fun. I hadn't beat Boston yet. You know, we were, that's obviously a place where you want to go and win, a kind of a historic venue and a lot of history and just a place everybody wants to play. And I hadn't won or beat them yet. So, you know, we went in there and we were getting throttled. First half is like a 30-point deficit almost. And I learned a lot about our group really quickly. We came in the locker room and nobody acted like the game was over at halftime. Nobody acted like, you know, we were out of it. We talked about what we needed to do better, what we needed to change, and we came out and did that, just played hard and you know, found a way to, you know, walk them down, chop wood, and we ended up, you know, being able to win the game. And it was just a lot of fun to be a part of, you know, kind of, you know, that comeback. So it was just fun to be on the floor with my teammates and playing with them, and it was awesome.
Landry Shamet joining me. I'm watching the Clippers this year, and I'm telling you, they seem like a team. You guys seem like a team that you're never going to back down. You battle every single night. Now, you are hitting 42% from three this year, but even better, since you arrived with the Clippers, for people who watch you play at Wichita State, there might be a feeling that you're a different player now than you were there. Is that accurate? I mean, how much has your game changed since this time last year?
Yeah, my role is completely different, you know, right now relative to last year. Last year at Wichita State, for anybody that, you know, watch me, they, you know, I was a point guard. I was on the ball, you know, every possession, you know, kind of facilitating our offense. And anytime I scored, it was through, you know, ball screens and playing with the ball and transition and that sort of thing. And now, you know, I'm playing like strictly, you know, off the ball, two guard, running off screens and, you know, being able to play without the ball. I love my role now. I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss a little bit of the point guard stuff, but it's not anything that, not like I'm saying I don't like my role now. I love my role, love my teammates, and love, you know, what I'm able to do and how I'm able to contribute. But it's a very, very different role. People probably might not recognize me from, you know, last year to this year.
You know, something that hasn't changed, and it's one of the things you've talked about, and knowing you as a basketball player, you told Slam Magazine earlier this year, I thought this was really interesting, quote, "You don't have to be the most athletic or make the big-time highlight plays. You don't have to do that to have a successful basketball career. Knowing how to play, knowing how to be effective in doing what you do," end of quote. To me, that's a really wise statement for somebody so young. Where did you learn that approach?
Just, you know, I was lucky to play for, you know, a really good AAU program and a good AAU coach who, you know, it used to be annoying, but we would play, you know, like, you know, 3-on-3, no dribble and stuff in practice, not be able to dribble the ball a couple of times, like for, you know, like half the practice, 5-on-5, no dribble. And so you got to learn how to, you know, play and move and be able to score and cut and read screens and, you know, that whole thing that, you know, kind of goes untaught today. You know, a lot of kids want to play with the ball, play on the ball, and then, you know, they get to college and that's all you know, and you're kind of dug yourself a little bit of a hole. So, I mean, I was just lucky to have good people around me and you know, to be able to teach me and put that mindset into play.
Hey, listen, you're a really humble guy. And the last time you and I spoke, we talked about the fact that you've been overlooked in the past. Now you're getting a ton of love, a ton of respect. Is there, despite that humility, is there any party that feels like saying, it's about time? It's about time.
Jim, it's funny, man. I don't think I'm ever going to lose that feeling of being, you know, overlooked. I don't, you know, there's no sense of satisfaction whatsoever. Like, I, you know, it is cool. It's good. And, you know, I guess, you know, being on your show and, you know, being able to get asked the questions and all that. But I don't think that's a chip I'm always going to have, man. It's just, you know, that's who I am. That's what's got me here, regardless if I'm seen globally as the best player or whatever. It's not going to be, nothing's going to change. So it's, just who I am and, you know, how I'm going to continue to carry myself.
I like it. You'll always be welcome on this show. I'll always ask you the questions on this show. Landry, before you go, let me ask you about Lou Williams. He had 29 yesterday's win, man. Lou, he's something else. Like, it doesn't matter what time the game starts, where that game is played. My man just scores. As one pro looking at another, what do you make of Lou and his game?
Man, it's frustrating because it's so easy. It just looks so easy. You know, he just walks into the lane and shoots layups and just so easy. Even on a bad night the other night, I wouldn't even consider that a good night for him. He, you know, he still finds a way to go get 30 and lead us to a win. He's something special. You know, nothing like I've seen before. Just how easy and fluid it is for him to score the ball. So I think, I mean, he's obviously a huge part of our team. I don't see how he doesn't win Sixth Man of the Year. I think he's more than deserving. And just, you know, if you look at what all he has to do for us every night to help us win, you know. But he's incredible.
Clippers are in second in the Pacific, and they're battling for that home court. They're at Minnesota tomorrow. Landry Shamet's been a tremendous addition to them and playing great ball since coming over. My man, so good to have you back on, Landry. Appreciate you. Thanks for doing it. Hope we can talk again soon.
Yeah, Jim, thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Sincerely. Landry Shamet, we had talked to him at Wichita State, and Philadelphia drafted him. And again, I thought that was a really honest response. In fact, the whole interview was really honest. Good stuff. And you got to respect the Clippers. They are having... I think Doc Rivers has done as good a job this year as he's ever done.